Now, we've understood through our study of Bible prophecy as Adventists that the name in Bible prophecy symbolizes the character. And very early on, Babel wants to get a name. They want to have a certain character. And of course, this is reflected in the story of Babel, that they're through their own efforts attempting to save themselves. This is their character in all the religions that are spawned out of the religion of Babel, and there are many, are simply religions that have as their fundamental premise that man has within him the ability to save himself. Now, this name that comes right down to the time when the mark of the beast is applied is nothing more than identifying the same character that will be developed by those that come into the fold of Babylon at the very end. But what we want to look at more closely here now is the tower in the city that they were going to build. And in Desire of Ages, page 596, we're told the tower was a symbol of the temple. And in Acts of the Apostles, page 58, it says this: upon the foundation that Christ himself had laid, the apostles built the church of God. In the scriptures, the figure of the erection of a temple is frequently used to illustrate the building of a church. So a tower symbolizes a temple or a church. So we see that right in the very beginning of the story of Babylon that it's a religion. The tower is identifying symbolically for us that there's a religion connected with this work to save themselves. But they were also building a city. And in Bible prophecy, a city represents a kingdom. In Revelation 14:8, we see, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Babylon, that's being identified as fallen here, is the kingdom of Babylon that exists at the end of the world. In Revelation 14, or in Revelation 17, 18, it says this: and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. That's Revelation 17, 15. Verse 18 says this: and the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. The woman, being the church of Babylon, is the kingdom that reigns over the kings of the earth. There's other places where you can see the term the great city representing a kingdom in Bible prophecy. But what we want to suggest here at the outset is what was being built at Babel, and which are two of the characteristics that continue down to the very end of the world associated